Well, I just want to add my thanks to the kids for the fantastic effort that you guys have been putting in this morning, and also for the way that you've been sitting there paying attention and behaving really, really well. Let's hope the parents can do the same. We've talked a little bit about gifts this morning and bits and pieces about baby Jesus and that sort of thing. I want to talk a little bit about the sorts of things that some people will feel at Christmas time. Now, to do that, I've got some pages here that I would like to have held up. And I would like, I'm going to shake things up a little bit. I'm going off the script, okay? Glenn's going rogue. I want some grown-ups to come and help me. Now, I have chosen my little boy, Jamin, who's going to come up and help. Can I? I still remember him being able to be picked up. Can I have a couple more volunteers from the grown-ups to come and hold a page up for me? Otherwise, thank you, Larry. Yep. Yeah, Larry, you blinked. Never do that with me. Can we have one more? Yep, we want four all up. Thank you. All right, I'm going to put some pieces of paper down and give them out. Don't let the grown-ups misbehave for 30 seconds, all right? All right, so you have to keep them secret, all right? They're like just like presents. You never know what's inside them. Okay, so there are different things that people might feel about Christmas. We're going to have a think about what sorts of things people feel. Let's find out what's behind page number one. Looks very excited about Christmas, doesn't he? Maybe not. Sometimes people get really, really stressed at Christmas time. They get really worked up. In fact, I went and did the shopping yesterday in Busselton. And could you believe the number of people that were in the shops at the time? There are so many cars in Busselton at the moment that I had to wait two goes at the set of traffic lights before I got to drive through the intersection. It turned red while I was waiting for my turn to get up to the line. There were that many cars. And don't even get me started about the parking. Trying to find a parking spot at Woolworths. Is it the same here in Margaret River? So this really is the promised land. Okay. But there's lots of things that we can get really worked up about at Christmas time. It can be things like relationships that we get to see people that maybe we haven't, the last time we saw them, we had an argument with them. Or it can be about how we're going to pay for everything when we've got to buy a present for this person and this person. We don't even like this person. We've got to give them a present. There's so many things that we have to do at Christmas time that we can get a little bit worked up and stressed. Some people feel like that at Christmas. What's behind the next page? This one's got to be excited, is that right? Tired, exhausted. Grown-ups in particular need a nap on Christmas afternoon, don't they? Have you ever noticed that about your mum and dad? Yeah? I can remember one year when this little boy here and his brother snuck into our bedroom early in the morning and set the clock forward an hour and got me up at 5 o'clock in the morning so that they could unwrap their presents. And it wasn't until I actually said, right, now's the time, we've got to all get dressed and get off to church. They said, no, we don't. So they're there playing with their Lego sets and that sort of thing, and I'm just sitting there going, for the whole day, I felt so tired and exhausted. But there's lots of things that have to be done on Christmas Day. There's a fancy meal that has to be prepared. That takes a lot of energy. There are people that you have to drive long distances to go and see. Sometimes you have to drive a lot of hours to go and catch up with people. And that's tiring. Even just the excitement of getting up early in the morning can be tiring. Some people feel really tired at Christmas. What's behind yours? I think someone's drawn the smile upside down. A sad face at Christmas time? Really? Do people really feel sad at Christmas time? Well, yes. Some people do. Because they might be missing somebody that they can't get to see at Christmas time. Because everyone gets together with their families at Christmas time, don't they? But some people, their family might be a long way away, or they might be unwell and they can't see them that day, or maybe even they died during the year. People miss people at Christmas time. Sometimes there are people who are alone at Christmas time. Maybe people have come over to Australia as a different country and all of their family is back in the country that they came from. And Christmas time, they miss their family. Some people feel really sad. Surely this last one's got to get better. That's what we like to see. That's how we like to feel on Christmas, isn't it? We like to feel happy. We like to feel excited. Who's excited about Christmas? Yeah? Misha and I got ourselves a treat this week. We went and we got one of those little Lego advent calendars each. I got a Star Wars one. And so every morning we race over to the calendar, and the first one we did yesterday, I got a little speeder car from the Lego, and my speeder car goes faster than her rocket because it's got a V8 engine. But there are little things that we do, traditions that we have. We get excited about them. We feel happy about them. We get excited about getting gifts. But I want to talk to you about a gift that is more exciting than any gift we can get. We've talked about him a little bit this morning already. And that's Jesus. Jesus was born. He is God who was born. Some of those Bible verses that we had read to us talk about the fact that he is God's gift to us. He is God come down to earth. If he wasn't, he would be just another baby born into a poor situation and laid down in an animal's feed trough the day he was born. But he wasn't just another baby. He's God come to earth. He is a gift to us. But the thing is that he didn't stay a baby, as happens with babies. He grew. He grew into a man, and he died on a cross. And if we didn't have Easter, if we didn't have Jesus dying on a cross for us, Christmas wouldn't be such an important event either. What makes Christmas important to us is who Jesus is and what he did for us. I want to read you a passage from 2 Ephesians. I've chosen the NLT translation because I'd like the kids to be able to relate to some of the language in it a little bit better. Ephesians chapter 2. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. And it's only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. Listen to this next bit, kids. This is the gift. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he has planned for us long ago. Jesus coming and being born as a baby and dying as a man on a cross is God's gift to us, because he is the way that we get to be with God. He is the way we get into heaven. Heaven's like a place that we want to go to, because it's going to be even better than Christmas morning. It's a place we want to go to, but there's only one way we can get there. Now, this might seem like a little bit of a leap, but I want you to go with me on this. The grown-ups will remember a special time when they're the first person got to walk on the moon. Hand up if you remember seeing that. Okay, I think some of you are embarrassed to admit to that. What special planet did something land on this week? Who knows? Mars. Yeah. First time ever there was a spaceship from Earth, travelled all the way to Mars and landed there. It's somewhere we've always wanted to go as people. We've always talked about, what's Mars like? Where is it? What's it going to be like? And now we've finally got a thing that we've made, and it's landed on Mars. And there was a guy that said during the week that he intends to go and live on Mars. Who knows who that was? Yeah? Yeah, he was. Yeah, Elon Musk. Rich guy, so rich that when they launched a rocket, he put one of his electric cars in with it, and now it's floating around with all the rest of the rubbish in space. Elon Musk wants to go and live on Mars. There's only one way he's going to get there. As rich as he is, he can't drive one of his electric cars there. He can't get on a cruise ship and have a party for the whole time and expect for the cruise ship to be able to pull up at Mars and hop off. He can't go in a plane. He can't go by train. There's only one way Elon Musk is going to get himself to Mars, and that is if he gets inside a rocket. Jesus is our rocket. Jesus is the only way we're going to get where we want to go. The only way for us to get to heaven is to have a relationship with Jesus. And it doesn't matter who we are, doesn't matter how important we are, doesn't matter where we're from, doesn't matter how much money we've got, doesn't matter what we've done. The only way, the rules are the same, the only way is a relationship with Jesus. And that is a gift that Christmas is all about. Can you remember that this Christmas, kids? Can you remember that this Christmas, grown-ups? The only way you are going to get to heaven is because of the gift that you are given at Christmas by God. I'm going to hand over back to Mike. Thank you, people, for helping.
Thank you, Glenn. Okay, I've got something for all of you to do now. Everybody gets nervous. As you come towards Christmas, you may be feeling stressed. You may be feeling just exhausted. How am I going to get through all of this? It is true, kids. Adults do often feel like this around Christmas. You may be feeling sad for a whole host of different reasons. You may be joyful, happy, and particularly, as Glenn's been saying, because God sent us Jesus, who's given us the way to be with him and to rejoice with him forever, and it'll be better than Christmas morning the whole time. And so you've got a little gift tag of some sort. Hopefully everybody has one. So if you could get out your gift tag and get out a pen or a pencil. Okay. And so we're going to have a time of quiet reflection here. And so what you can do is this is, you can write on the back of your gift tag, if you can write a prayer or something that you would like to pray this Christmas. It could be a saying thank you to God for sending Jesus. It could be saying thank you to God for something else. It could be asking God to help with something that you're worried or sad about. Could be praying, asking God for something for somebody else. So we're going to have, and you can write it, you can draw it as well. You can write and draw if you like. And as we do this, we're going to have a song play, which is just good to listen to. So I encourage everybody to write. If you write quickly, spend more time concentrating on the song. If you write slowly or you want to draw an elaborate picture, you might not listen to as much of the song. But we're just going to have a time where we're going to listen to a song and write a prayer that we'd like to ask, pray to God this Christmas season. So are we able to do that? Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Was a real bird in a real stable in a real dusty Judean town, and a real mother nursed her precious baby, and a bunch of wide-eyed shepherds gathered round. Sang glory. Real hope was born that day. I bet all I have on Jesus. I will throw myself on him. The one who died a real death, real sin. I bet all I have on Jesus. And throughout eternity. Thank you. cherish and adore. The real mercy of the true God sees the filthy fallen, purchased and restored. And I cry, my God, oh, fill me with a heart completely yours. I bet all I have on Jesus. I will throw myself on him.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus and the real hope we have in him. And we pray that that hope will bring us joy this Christmas, that we will be able to rejoice in you, that we will be able to love those around us, and that whether everything else around is bright or everything else around is a struggle, you will help us to know all we have in Jesus and to share that love with others. Amen. Well, let's sing of the joy that Jesus brings. I encourage you to stand and we'll sing Joy to the World. Everybody, for being part of our service. Thank you, kids. Thank you again for joining in and sitting in. And I pray that the grace of the Lord will fill your hearts and minds this Christmas season as we go out and live rejoicing in all we have in Jesus. Amen.
And we're off anyway.